This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The federal funds rate, that's the one we talk about all the time. It's the one the Federal Reserve controls, is the highest it's been since 2007. That affects all parts of this economy, mortgages, as we've been seeing for a while now. And finally, a year something into this rate raising cycle, it's hitting consumer banking. The rates we get for the money we let our banks use. Case in point, certificates of deposit. Some banks are offering CDs at nearly 5%, but coming off a time when interest rates were really low for really long, banks might have to explain to their customers what CDs are in the first place. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes does that explaining for us today.
University of Chicago economist Damon Jones was in college when he learned what a CD was.
But I didn't have any money, so I couldn't really act on it.
I was a teenager, also with no money. And honestly, I thought a CD was a thing used for music. But in the financial world?
It is easier to explain a CD than some other investments because there's just a percentage rate.
Banks offer to keep your money for a set period of time in a CD, usually 6 months to 5 years. And the interest rate that each bank offers depends on how much that bank needs your money.
The more they need it, the more they'll probably pay for it.
Merrill J. Reynolds is a banking industry consultant and on the faculty of Southern Methodist University.
When banks get all this cash in, the idea is to make money on that cash. The easiest way to make money on that cash is to turn around and lend it out.
So if you agree to put your money into a CD for 1 year with an interest rate of 5%, that same bank might turn around and lend someone else the money to buy a house at a higher interest rate, say 6.5%. The difference?
That's called the spread.
And rates offered for CDs vary a lot by institution. Herman Chan researches regional banks as a senior equity analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence.
The largest U.S. banks, they're not really playing the game as much as some of the smaller regionals. Really, the fact is that the largest banks are really awash in deposits, right?
CDs offer all banks a kind of stability, says financial risk consultant Mayra Rodriguez Valladares.
They want more people in certificates of deposits because then individuals are a lot less likely to withdraw their money.
Withdraw their money early, that is.
Because that usually comes with a penalty.
According to the Federal Reserve, the amount invested in large CDs, that is accounts with $100,000 or more, has gone up nearly 44% in the past year. I'm Stephanie Hughes from Marketplace.